is neat and tidy. Reader's a little sloppy.
A real odd couple. Finally, an original sitcom idea.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Reader, how'd you sleep last night?
Not too bad.
I woke up in the middle of the evening.
Oh.
Train sounds. Oh. At least I thought it was a train. I hope it's a train sound. So I live next to train tracks,
as do
a large population of people who live in Yorkton. And trains just show up whenever. There's really no schedule. And you know what? For safety reasons, there's no rail crossings by the tracks that I live at. They have to honk their horn.
Yeah.
Man, those trains, they got some real loud train horns, just like this. So that's like what you hear that a few times. I'm used to it. You know, I've lived in the same house for a year. I don't even notice the train horns anymore.
Yeah, you know, I hardly ever really notice it anymore. Once in a while, but for the most part, it gets to the point where it's just background noise and you never really pay attention to it when you're just sitting around at home.
I would say definitively that I don't notice them anymore, but I still do when they don't sound like that clip that I just played for you guys. Okay. The normal train noise that you can hear, that's the one. Yesterday, I don't know what it was, but I was startled awake.
Really?
And it was the weirdest, scariest sound. I didn't know what it was. It was like an old man coughing, but like musically. That's the only way I can describe it. Yeah, it's like a... I didn't know what it was. And I woke up. I thought, well, what the heck is this? Turns out it was just another train, but it had a different horn.
Wow.
So maybe I'm just so comfortable with the regular train horn that this happens and it just startles me out of bed. Because then I had some legit trouble trying to get back to sleep after that. Because at first I thought, what if it's like a crazy alien spaceship? Because, you know, like in Kenora or places like North Battleford, sometimes Prince Albert in the province, they hear weird noises and they record it on their phone.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was that, first of all. Because, like, here, I'll play you. I got this happened last year in Kenora.
It's Friday.
You know, I had gotten through 2 weeks without that, and I was hoping that maybe you'd just forgotten about that whole thing.
Got him.
Nick and Reader both want to go fishing this spring. One problem, they don't want to touch the baits.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
This is something that's very near and dear to my heart. Of course, starting up yesterday is the Yorkton Kalina Dance Festival. It's, of course, the big Ukrainian dance festival. And I gotta tell you something, Reader.
Yeah?
This speaks to me.
Really?
I used to Ukrainian dance when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah, right up until I was about 13 or 14 years old. Everybody played hockey, and my mom's like, no, my boys are gonna dance.
Hmm.
So my life was a lot of dance competitions.
Okay.
And this, of course, is one of the biggest. It's been going for like 16 years.
Yeah.
I'm very excited for this. I've seen a lot of dancers around town. It's kind of neat. Brings me back to my old memories. And I wanted to ask you, did you ever have anything like that? Like, I'm assuming, like sports, right?
Yeah, that would be the closest. Like, my brothers and I didn't do dance classes. About the only dancing I ever did was a little bit of line dancing in gym class in about grade 4 and maybe some awkward dance lessons in grade 9 phys ed class, because, you know, when you're in grade 9, who isn't just eager to jump in and start doing two-step and waltz and all that? But no, I guess the closest equivalent would be like basketball tournaments, hockey tournaments, things like that.
I always felt like, because the dance competitions, it was like competition season. You'd go around to different cities and stuff. Like, mm-hmm. I remember we went even to like Vermilion, Alberta a few times for Ukrainian dance competitions. To me, I guess I didn't really put a lot of stock into them, because let's be honest here, I wasn't a very great Ukrainian dancer.
No.
I got a drawer full of bronze medals to prove that. My brother was the dancer of the family. I, on the other hand, just enjoyed hotel rooms and, you know, getting up to mischief during dance competitions. That's what I like the most.
You were into shenanigans.
Shenanigans and fun. Like, for me, it was the experience. I think the dance competition was like not even about dancing sometimes because I wasn't a very good dancer. So,
but you know what? That's part of it too, is the social aspect and making friends and having a good time too.
Yeah, we never actually came to Yorkton for a dance competition when I was a kid. We did like Prince Albert, North Battleford, I think Kindersley one time.
Okay.
I miss it, you know? I think I'm going to have to catch some of this. It's happening over the weekend. Of course, it's open to spectators. You can go check it out.
There you
go. It's at the Ann Portneuf Theater. All weekend, there's hundreds of dancers from all across Western Canada.
You said you didn't have much as far as plans for the weekend. There you go.
Might
you
just go sit and watch Ukrainian dancing all weekend. That sounds like a pretty good thing. I wonder if my old Ukrainian dance outfit fits still. Because, you know, those blue pants, they're really baggy. I could probably fit into them now.
They might be a little tighter on you.
I'm going to have to call my mom up and see if she still has all my old Ukrainian dancing gear.
Nick's a drummer.
Reader plays trumpet.
Their jam sessions are loud and pointless.
Play it loud, okay?
That's as much as we can play before we get sued by Disney. It's May the 4th, Reader.
It is.
It is Star Wars Day because of that lame dad joke pun, May the 4th be with you.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to talk Star Wars, Reader, because this is one of the only times we get to talk about Star Wars other than when a new Star Wars movie comes out.
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask you, what's your favorite Star Wars memory or moment?
Oh, boy. That's a tough one.
Really?
I've never really thought about just one earth-shattering, epoch-changing Star Wars moment.
It could be a moment from the movie. It could be a memory of going to the movie, maybe seeing it the first time.
I remember when the special edition came out in 1997 and George Lucas started retinkering with all the movies for the first time and being disappointed with Jabba the Hutt.
And he didn't stop for 12 years.
Fortunately, that is one of the things he fixed for the better as the tinkering continued.
Yeah, I have to say I don't know. I really like when Captain Kirk fights the Gorn.
Aha. Ha.
Yeah, yes. It's my favorite Star Wars memory.
That's Star Trek.
Or when Venkman gets slimed.
Ghostbusters.
And then Dan Aykroyd comes up to him, and then Venkman says, "He slimed me." Still, that's my favorite Star Wars memory.
Still Ghostbusters.
Well, I mean, that's what I mean. It's this is the point that I'm trying to illustrate. How come Star Wars, which is movies, Star Wars, they're movies. I mean, they're more than movies now. They're TV shows, merchandise, etc. Why don't we get a Ghostbusters Day? We had two Ghostbusters movies that were really good and one of them that I haven't seen yet.
Well, Ghostbusters, to be fair, didn't have quite the impact on the world.
Does Star Trek get a Star Trek Day? Star Trek came before Star Wars.
Because, yeah, and some people like Star Trek.
Because we all know how humble Star Trek fans are.
I don't know. I don't think either one of those had quite the global impact that Star Wars did.
You know, I love Star Wars a lot. I truly do. But it's hard to celebrate May the 4th when I'm not allowed to wear my Slave Leia bikini at work.
I think that's cause to celebrate.
You know what? That's discrimination. You know what I mean? Sometimes I just want to dress up as my favorite character, which is Slave Leia from Return of the Jedi.
Ugh. Some things I don't need to see.
It covers everything it needs to cover, Reader. Come on.
Fox FM's Nick and Reader Get Fit.
Let's go, let's go.
Nick and Reader are getting fit. You may have noticed this, but we're a couple buff boys, Reader.
Yeah.
Yesterday was like one of those rare Nick and Reader at the gym, but not at group fitness nights.
Yeah.
Because you and I did a running clinic. And then right after that, we decided to just head to the gym because it's a lot easier than going before. So that was cool. First time I ever got to be in the gym with you in a non-group setting.
True. Yeah, you went and lifted a little bit. I think you started on the treadmill and then did some lifting.
Yeah, I wanted to not tire myself out last night.
And I went on the Airdyne bike for half an hour.
Got the wind blowing in your hair.
That surprised me a little bit because I didn't realize it works the legs, obviously.
Oh yeah,
but triceps as well.
Oh yeah,
because your arms are up and on the handles and they're going back and forth pumping and yeah, it was different.
So we're getting to the twilight of Nick and Reader Get Fit. Our last group session is next week, next Friday. And it's been a great 3 months of talking about health and fitness and stuff. Last time we talked about this, we talked about how I haven't necessarily lost as much weight as I have wanted to, but how that doesn't bog me down because that's not the number that I'm looking at. Because sometimes the scale doesn't really tell the truth. I'm feeling better. I'm smaller. Like, inches matter. I don't have a big gut anymore. Like, it's those things that matter, too. And I kind of wanted to talk about diet a little bit as well, too. Because, like, don't get me wrong. I'm not a nutritionist. I think none of us are experts, you and I, when it comes to the field of nutrition. Diet-wise, this past 3 months, I've just been watching the size of the portions that I eat, but I still eat what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's kind of an important thing. I feel like the most successful weight loss or you know, transformations happen when you just make small adjustments to your lifestyle.
Yeah. Drastic changes, I don't think, stick.
Yeah.
You know, if you try and go too big too fast.
Or you crash diet. Or you don't eat a certain type of food or something. I feel like that works initially, but then the moment you stop, it just all comes back.
Mm-hmm. Whereas if you make small changes, it's easier to commit, you know, and just kind of work it in gradually so it just becomes part of the everyday.
It's all about those small victories, too. And I mean, they're masters of celebrating that at Anytime Fitness. They got this new wristband program where you hit these milestones. I know you're almost at 50 workouts.
I think yesterday was 43.
Yeah, I'm only at 40.
Yeah.
So you're still 3 up on me, but you're going to get that lanyard before I do.
Sweet.
But it's all about celebrating those small victories, and it's all about things in moderation. It's all about listening to yourself. And I just, I've never been so aware of my body lately since I started working out at Anytime Fitness. Because it's just, I lost a bunch of weight a long time ago, but I did it the wrong way, and I gained it all back. This time around, I'm doing it right.
Mm-hmm. And I've noticed just in some of the different things we do and some of the different exercises that I thought that I might have worked some muscles in the past that got no work at all until I try some of these things. It's like, wow, okay, these things had a free ride for too long. Let's put them to work.
That's fair.
Yeah.
If you're out there listening right now and you're thinking of excuses, if you're just thinking of ways you shouldn't be going to get healthier, just go to Anytime.
There's never a bad time to start.
Just start with one step, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, with anything in life, you gotta learn to walk before you can run. And thankfully, they make it pretty easy there to get started and keep yourself motivated, too. So, it's only a week left. I'm getting all sentimental and stuff.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM.
I like that.